There's been a lot of developing and evolving activity, and I'd like to use the word incremental improvement towards both entities working together. And we've had a lot of great dialogue and conversations about what that looks like. And we both realize that to have two separate healthcare entities in on Alaska is not very efficient and effective, and we need to start to embrace our respective roles and start to work together and work on those efficiencies. And there's been progress with some primary care services agreements to where we could share staff. We've done a lot of work with IFHS and doing more behavioral health services and filling in for the entire community.
It seems like the idea is that, you know, for a long time we had two organizations providing separate care. Now, in the interest of, you know, not duplicating those services, behavioral health referrals are going to APIA. APIA's medical, for the most part, seems to be going to IFHS. And going forward, will you be looking just at opportunities to do more programs like that? From there, what do you see happening potentially?
Yes, when I say incremental, you know, we have a couple things that we're actively working on right now is more lease space, so we can have more of a presence in the building. And there's also some primary care service agreements and some ancillary services agreements, so we could start to, for example, share laboratory and radiology services, so we're not having duplicitous services on the top floor and the bottom floor. We can have one laboratory and one x-ray for the whole population. We could all share that respectively.
I heard someone mention dentistry. Is that something that's in discussion?
I think that's one of the many layers that we still have to peel away, so to speak. You know, when you say healthcare, it means different things to different people. You know, healthcare, urgent care, primary care, wellness care. Then we have optometry, audiology, dental care. So dental is still something we need to figure out.
Yeah, and the financial component is interesting because I think, you know, everyone in the community is familiar with IFHS, and, you know, that trying to provide so many services has contributed to their operating at a loss for a long time, and just that's a challenging thing. I know that, you know, APIA has its own situation. Does this represent like a big thing for you guys too in terms of cost savings?
Oh, yes. If we can collaborate on, for example, you know, registration and reception, you know, why have, you know, two of them, you know, on both floors where we can integrate and have one system, so administrative functions and technology and internet access, and there's so many different things that we could both collaborate on to decrease costs. And I think another big thing too is just you know, what we can bring to the table in terms of wellness and prevention, and really make sure our community is oriented toward prevention, wellness, and keeping our patient population healthy. You know, we'd rather invest our resources and money in that spectrum, you know, and prevent the need for a visit to the ER, you know, and work on these heavy issues out there, substance abuse and alcohol misuse and, you know, the opioid epidemic. And there's a lot of work around that, a lot of resources, you know, that we could bring to the table to systematically work on those heavy issues.
Yeah, and to that point, you know, it sounds like there's so many things that are going really well as these first steps have been taken, and, you know, you're seeing it filter down to the staff level in terms of just cooperative spirit. But it is a big thing, too, and I guess I wonder, what do you foresee as the challenges?
I think staffing and getting good qualified staff is always going to be a challenge, but I see the work that we're doing right now in terms of both of our staff working together. I see a lot of fostering a great team environment, a workplace, you know, so hiring prospective employees or clinicians, you know, they will be come into a system that's integrated, and I see that contributing positively to recruitment and retention of providers that we need to hire in Unalaska and keep in Unalaska.
Yeah, is there anything that I'm forgetting to ask you? Are there any other facets of this that we're not talking about? What am I missing?
Well, I mean, I think the long and short of this is this is a journey, and taking the incremental approach, and as long as we're focused on the entire community and meeting the respective needs of the entire population, that's going to have a lasting impact and value, because that will create systems that will really be hardwired. This is just not a one-time thing. You know, it's something that we're going to be doing consistently as long as we aspire to this goal of being better together.